Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger, this is Big Scary News for episode 153, and we're starting off with some news from HauntCon. Our submission portal for speaking at HauntCon in New Orleans, January 17th through the 19th of 2020, is now open. We're looking for the best of the best in the haunt industry to offer their expertise and share the latest trends. If you're objective, dynamic, and have boundless enthusiasm for sharing your expertise and knowledge, we would love to hear from you. From hands-on workshops to panels, business presentations, and creative demonstrations, we're looking for advanced-level sessions on everything from design and planning, marketing, safety, escape rooms, actor training, and more. Proposed sessions would assume that haunters have basic prior knowledge of the concept. All submissions must be submitted by August 31st and will be reviewed to determine if a speaker and topic are a good fit for the 2020 program. Please note, advanced classes are a focal point for the 2020 education program and will be given preference. Get more information at www.hauntcon.com. We have this news from the Screamatorium in Broadhead, Wisconsin. Do you love to scare the crap out of people? Then we have a job for you. Screamatorium Haunted House is looking for clowns and other scare actors from Broadhead and surrounding areas in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Experience is preferred but not required. You must be 16 years of age or older. Join us at our open auditions and don't miss your chance to be part of southern Wisconsin's largest indoor haunted attraction and a team of the most incredible freaks around. Get paid to scare. Open auditions are Saturday, June 8th between 1 and 5 and Sunday, June 9th between 12 and 4. Auditions are approximately 1 hour, and you may arrive anytime between the posted audition times. Get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/thescreamatoriumhauntedhouse. We have this gaming news regarding Ghostbusters via bloodydisgusting.com. While we wait on that rumored Ghostbusters the video game remaster, it's still the 35th anniversary of this comedy classic, and Frontier have scored a big deal to bring Ghostbusters to its construction and management simulation game, Planet Coaster. The Ghostbusters DLC features a new narrative campaign, themed rides, new scenery pieces, and banter from Dan Aykroyd and William Atherton, who reprise their roles as Dr. Ray Stantz and Walter Peck. The highlight of the DLC is the Ghostbusters Experience, which is an interactive ride that lets guests and players become a Ghostbuster and shoot ghosts with their proton guns in an attempt to get a high score. The pack, which is set to hit the game soon, also includes a Slimer-themed roller coaster, set pieces that include the Ghostbusters HQ and the Ecto-1 sound effects from the movie, and the original Ghostbusters theme. The pack will set you back about $15. We have this news from the Psychopath Haunted Attraction in Sperry, Oklahoma. With the recent flooding in Oklahoma, Psychopath was heavily affected by these storms and high waters. Many of our props were destroyed, buildings were overturned, and electronics were ruined. We've been working as best we can to clean up and start the repairs. Although we may not be able to put into action all the plans we had this year, we are determined to repair what's been lost and continue to try and follow through with some of the ideas we had. Please keep us and those around you in your thoughts and prayers. We may have had a heavy hit, but some of our neighborhoods have lost even more. Keep up with all their updates on their Facebook page, facebook.com/psychopathhaunt. We have this news from Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando. As Universal's Halloween Horror Night celebrations get closer, the lineup is expanding, and trust us when we say it's going to be terrifying. Halloween Horror Nights 2019 is shaping up to be the scariest yet, thanks to a host of horrifying haunted houses and a new one that's just been added to the list. That's right, Universal has confirmed plans for a new haunted house called Depths of Fear, which will have an original storyline conjured up by the Universal creative team. Get ready to venture below the surface as you tackle underwater elements and monstrous creatures. When you enter this haunted house, you'll be fully immersed into a unique story where a group of workers for a deep-sea mining company have found themselves in a dire situation. The group has gone too deep and encountered a mysterious race of creatures which has turned out to be deadly. As you make your way through the house, you'll come across infected miners and acidic creatures. The pressure suddenly builds when the self-destruct sequence starts to count down to the inevitable implosion of the facility. In the depths of the haunted house, you'll meet some terrifying creatures known only as mouth brooders. You'll definitely be feeling the fear when you're trapped inside a mining installation surrounded by the slithering monsters. It even gets worse when the mouth brooders spew flesh-eating acidic eggs at you. Depths of Fear is the fourth haunted house confirmed for Halloween Horror Nights. Universal has already announced two haunted houses with original storylines called Universal Monsters and Nightingale's Blood Pit. A fan favorite from last year will also be returning, and this will be a spooky haunted house inspired by Stranger Things. Halloween Horror Nights will be running on select nights from the 6th of September through the 2nd of November. Keep up with the latest updates at HalloweenHorrorNights.com. We have this update from Mask Fest coming to Indianapolis. Masks, monsters, makeup, and more, Mask Fest returns to Indianapolis September 6th through the 8th at the Indiana Convention Center alongside Horror Hound Weekend. Hundreds of the country's best monster artists will be offering thousands of ghoulish goodies for you to choose from. Visit them at maskfest.com for all the information, or email them at maskfest@hotmail.com if you're interested in being a vendor at this year's show. We can't wait to see you. We have this news from the Hallowed Grounds Mill in Hildebrand, North Carolina. Hallowed Grounds Mill has been quiet this year, but we haven't stopped working. As always, we've started redesigning, rebuilding, and redoing the entire mill. This year, some of the biggest changes ever will be released. We've always strived to bring the most original, entertaining, and interactive attractions in the country, creating original events, movie-quality sets and props, and never-before-seen attractions. Hallowed Grounds Mill has earned a spot in the top North Carolina haunted attractions. Unlike other attractions where you enter into Hallowed Grounds Mill, we interact with you like you're a part of the show. Since 2016, we've offered the Extreme Tour to those who've asked. The Extreme Tour was a way to bring guests into the show more by allowing the actors to pull you out of your group and maybe put you back later, or just interact in other ways when you encounter them inside the mill. This year, every tour will be extreme, and guests can still ask for the more traditional style of haunted house. You also don't have the empty spaces to catch your breath like at other attractions. When you enter Hallowed Grounds Mill, you're in the attraction till the end, no breaks or empty patches of woods. We also offer events for guests looking for more than just a haunted house on Halloween. We offer our original power outage event, our Merry Krampus event, and more. Come this season to experience a new level of interaction and entertainment and experience the evil of 2019. Follow all their progress at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hallowedgrounds. We have a little film news from Frankenstein Created Women, coming to Blu-ray via horrornews.net. Scream Factory proudly presents the ghoulish cult classic Frankenstein Created Women on Blu-ray in an all-new collector's edition coming June 11th. A wild entry in the Hammer Films Frankenstein series, Frankenstein Created Women stars the legendary Peter Cushing as the title character. The film's Scream Factory release comes presented in a new 2K scan from the original film elements and loaded with special features including brand new interviews and audio commentaries. Special features include a new 2K scan from the original elements, new audio commentary with author Steve Haberman and filmmaker Constantine Nasser, a new interview with actor Robert Morris, New interview with camera assistant, clapper loader Eddie Collins, and second assistant director Joe Marks. Audio commentary by actors Derek Fouds, Robert Morris, and film historian Jonathan Rigby. The World of Hammer episode, The Curse of Frankenstein. The World of Hammer episode, Hammer Stars, Peter Cushing. A Hammer Glamour featurette, theatrical trailers, TV spots, radio spots, still galleries, movie stills, posters, and lobby cards. This all comes out June 11th. We have this news from the legend at Poke Lick Haunted Attraction in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Christmas in July. The Creature Feature Free Outdoor Movie Night, presented by the legend at Poke Lick Haunted Woods, is happening July 20th, as we'll be showing The Nightmare Before Christmas. We'll be decking the halls, decorating with Christmas lights, a Christmas tree, and so much more. Of course, we'll have Christmas gift giveaways. The big man himself, Santa, may even be making an appearance among other Christmas season characters. Of course, we'll have oversized Jenga, Connect Four, and so much more. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets and come out for a night under the stars surrounded by the Goat Man's woods. Watch for more updates at facebook.com/legendatpopelick. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Phoenix. Tom Atkins from The Fog, Escape from New York, Halloween 3, Night of the Creeps, Creepshow, Lethal Weapon, and so much more joins the madness in Arizona June 28th through the 30th. Tom is one of horror's most iconic tough guys. In addition to his impressive film career for over 50 years, Tom's appeared on a wide range of TV series from MASH to Oz. Photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more information, visit madmonster.com. We have this news from Terror Labs in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Terror Labs is a premier haunted attraction from veterans of Castle Dracula in Wildwood and The Barn in Connecticut. Located inside Coventry Mall in Pottstown, Terror Labs combines old-school haunting with modern horror and retro sci-fi for a one-of-a-kind experience. 10% of all ticket sales benefit the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And now, we're hiring for the 2019 season. Are you interested in joining the fun of terrorizing innocent victims? We're always looking for new blood. Visit actors.terrorlabs.com to apply and get more information about the haunt at terrorlabs.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Eugene Clark to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening June 7th through the 9th at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Eugene Clark is best known for playing the role of Big Daddy in George Romero's Land of the Dead. He's also appeared in Trailer Park Boys the movie and Millennium, among other films, along with recurring roles in television programs such as Night Heat, The Art of Moore, and Wingin' It. Tickets for Days of the Dead Las Vegas can be purchased at daysofthedead.com. And finally, we have this news on the scariest motel in America via bloodydisgusting.com. Located in Tonopah, Nevada, the Clown Motel was named the scariest motel in America by road trippers, and it's not hard to see why. The clown-themed motel features an office jam-packed with creepy clown dolls, and the whole place is pure nightmare fuel for anyone with a fear of grease paint, red noses, and unnervingly happy faces. Our kind of place, really. Speak for yourself. We're not sure why it took this long, but the Clown Motel has finally spawned a horror movie with the upcoming, Clown Motel, which stars horror vets Tony Moran and Ari Lehman. Those names surely sound familiar because Moran played Michael Myers in the original Halloween, while Lehman was young Jason in the original Friday the 13th. Clown Motel follows a group of ghost hunters returning home from Las Vegas. When they arrive at the Clown Motel, they're left to discover if it's really abandoned and haunted by the souls of the clowns that once lived there. Directed by Joseph Kelly, Clown Motel goes straight to DVD on June 4th. Oh boy. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you are a fan of haunted attractions and all that crazy stuff, no doubt you are a fan of the strange, the odd, the weird, the unusual, the curious. You know, about 6 months ago, we found out about a great convention that was coming to Atlanta. We went down there and saw it. It was called the Oddities and Curiosities Expo, and found out that they were doing a 16-city tour in 2019, displaying all sorts of crazy, odd, strange, bizarre stuff. Went down to the Atlanta show. It was fantastic. They're coming, hopefully, to a town near you. Thought we'd check in with them about a third of the way through their show here. I've got Michelle Consalio on the line in the slightly flooded Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Michelle, I hope you're staying high and dry.
Yeah, so far so good.
Oh, good. I know you're getting ready to head out to Minneapolis in a few minutes, or in a day or so, because you've got a show coming up in Minneapolis, Minnesota this weekend.
Yeah, it's our first time there, so we're excited.
Tell us what the Oddity and Curiosities Convention or Expo is for those who may not know what it is.
Yeah, so it's an event really just kind of gearing towards all things weird. And we like to use like our slogan for lovers of the strange and unusual, because we have really something weird for anyone who likes weird stuff.
Is that a quote from Beetlejuice when Lydia talks about, "I myself am strange and unusual"?
Yeah, well, as a, you know, I'm a fan of Beetlejuice, so it kind of just came and it just happened, and it's been good.
So I know that... to date so far, you've been to Albuquerque, Tulsa, San Diego, Dallas, Indianapolis, and Columbus. How were those shows? Most of those you had not been to.
Yeah, they were all wonderful. It was nice to return back to Columbus, Ohio a few weeks ago. We went there last year, and a lot of those were new cities, and they were all great. It was kind of, scary to go out of our comfort zone and go, to the West Coast and, go up north to some new cities, but they were all amazing, and everyone in the cities were having a good time.
Excellent. Now, we'll give you a chance to make the rundown in a bit, but at the beginning of June, you've got Minneapolis. At the end of June, you've got Charlotte. And in July, you've got two dates in Chicago, a full weekend. Why two dates in Chicago as opposed to a one day everywhere else?
Well, we're trying out our first two-day show there in Chicago because it was one of our biggest shows last year. So it's our first time, and I'm hoping it goes well. And then, maybe in 2020 we can add a second day to a lot of other cities as well.
Excellent. Now, again, for people who have never been to a show like this, what are some things that people can expect? I've looked at your vendor list for Charlotte, and it looks tremendous. I mean, who are some of the people that travel around with you? Because last year you said that there were vendors that actually do attend multiple shows, and then you have some that just attend local. But what are some examples of things that you will find at an Oddities and Curiosities Expo?
Yeah, we have, oddities for actual oddities collectors, per se. You can find skulls and bones and preserved specimens, vintage medical equipment, original art. It's really just, there's something for everyone, and we really try to hit that hit that on the head, really. Halloween inspired items, maybe someone doesn't like collecting dead animals in a jar. They can come and they can find some art they like,
And I seem to remember at the Atlanta show, you had lots of entertainment, you had classes going on. I assume that you've expanded those.
Yeah. I mean, we still have, our sideshow entertainment happening all throughout the day. And we have our normal live human suspension as well, where attendees can inquire about suspension or even just getting a piercing. And then this year we've added taxidermy classes as well.
Ooh. So you can actually go out and find your own roadkill and stuff it?
Well, the class actually provides everything you need to, leave the class with a fully customized, like, taxidermy mouse. So everything's included, and it's just $100, and it's a really fun introductory class for someone who's interested in taxidermy.
Oh, wow. And how have those been going?
Great. They've sold out in every city. Charlotte's actually been sold out for, like, 3 months. Oh, wow. So.
We have a lot of mice here, so let's. The more you get rid of, the better for us.
Yeah.
What are some other events that you have going on besides the suspension and the taxidermy classes?
On stage, we have Tinderbox Circus Sideshow and Stray Cat Sideshow, both performing all throughout the day. Stray Cat Sideshow is actually from North Carolina, so they're more local. And Tinderbox, they're from Kentucky, so they're not traveling too far, but they're both amazing, and they have actually performed with us in other cities as well. So I'm excited to see them again in North Carolina. So.
Oh, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and those are just happening during the day. Are there VIP packages available, or are they basically, you pay a few bucks and you walk in the door, or do you get something? I saw the VIP listed on there. But I'm lazy. I didn't read up on the information about it.
Yeah. So this year we've decided to add a very limited amount of VIP tickets to each event. And it's limited to 200 people. And so far every city has sold out way in advance. But the VIP attendees, they get to enter the event 1 hour early before we open to the public. So they kind of get first dibs on everything. They get to see everything first, they get their own sideshow performance. They get a 30-day trial to the horror movie streaming service Shudder, and a free Ripley's Believe It or Not pass to any of their museums across North America.
Oh, wow, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and it's only $20. It's only $10 more than general admission. So a lot of people have really enjoyed it because they get to come in and shop without, the hectic crowds and lines and all that.
And I remember the Atlanta show last year, you had a line sitting all the way down the building. It was amazing to watch those people come in this huge flood, and it was just like, gimme, shop. So it was fantastic to watch, so... let's go ahead and do the rundown. As I said, we've got June 1st. You're coming to Minneapolis. Where will you be there?
We'll be at the Minneapolis Convention Center in Minneapolis. And I'm really excited. It's our first convention center.
All right. And on June 29th, you're in my hometown of Charlotte. And I believe that's actually at the Catawba County Expo.
It's the Cabarrus.
Cabarrus County Expo. That's right.
Concord, right outside of Charlotte.
Yeah, that's straight up Highway 49, about 20 minutes outside of town. That's a very convenient place to get to. Where in Chicago?
We're returning back to the Odeum Expo Center, which is where we were last year.
And that's July 20th and 21st. August 3rd, you're in Detroit. Is that a new location?
Yes, it's a new city, and we're at the Suburban Collection Showplace there in Novi, so it's about 10 minutes outside of Detroit.
Nice.
Really nice venue. I'm excited to go to that one as well. August is actually stacked.
Oh, it is. You got that show on the 3rd. On the 17th, you're going to be in Austin, Texas. That's going to be a return show there.
Yeah, that one will be great. We're returning back to the same venue there again, Palmer Event Center. They were great to us last year. And then at the very end of the month in August, we'll be in Kansas City again. And that this time we'll be at the Kansas City Convention Center, which is about 5 times the size as our last venue there. So we're able to actually fit everybody in because last year Kansas City was crazy.
Oh, wow. And that's on the 31st of August.
Yes.
You go almost a month, and then September 21st, you head down to the Big Easy in New Orleans. What, were you there last year?
Yeah, we were there last year. We're returning back to the same venue again, the Olario Center in West Wego, about 10 minutes outside of New Orleans. And this time we have the whole venue. So again, we're going bigger because last year was, you know, a really big turnout. So.
And then heading into October, our favorite month, October 5th, you're in Denver, Colorado. I believe that's a returning date.
Yes, it is. Denver is one of our favorite places. So we're returning back to the Denver Mart there. And then...
on the 19th, you're going to be out on the West Coast in Portland.
Yes, our first time there, Portland Convention Center. I'm really, really excited for that one.
And then you're closing out the year again in Atlanta on November 16th. Will that be at the same location?
Nope, we're actually going to the Atlanta Convention Center at America's Mart. So it's bigger. It's actually around the same size as our last venue, but it's downtown, you know, right in the middle of everything.
Right.
So we're excited. We think we'll be able to, you know, reach more people that way and get some more people out.
Oh, you had a huge crowd last year in Atlanta. So, you know, if you're going to make that even bigger, then, you know, all I can say is get there early. So. So, 2019, I guess up to this point, you'd say it was a critical success. And like we said before we started, you are looking already ahead to 2020. If you're a city or if you run a convention center, do you have to bid for these or do you contact cities that you're interested in? Are you looking to expand into more cities or different cities? You know, 16 conventions or expos in a year is a lot for anybody, but are you going to try to up that number or are you just going to maybe look at different cities or try to keep it in the same place?
I mean, as of now, every city that we've gone to and that we've added has been amazing. So we don't expect to take any away. I do want to add at least a couple more for 2020. So right now we're just kind of looking around to see the best areas that we should add and where the most interest would be. We have some ideas, but we're not totally sure yet. So we love everyone's suggestions and we hear them all the time. So it definitely matters to us where people think we should go next. So.
And for any of the cities that we mentioned, with possibly the exception of Minneapolis, is there still time if you're a vendor, if you sell some strange or odd art or something like that, is it too late to get involved?
It is. Honestly, the only city that we have any remaining spots at this year is Portland in October.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, every other city is booked full.
When do you think you'll start taking bids for cities in 2020, and when can vendors make their plans to apply for 2020?
We'll be announcing 2020 on Halloween. That's kind of like our day. So
nice.
We'll be announcing the dates. And before that, anyone who's actually interested in being added onto a vendor list can contact us through our website. And we have kind of just a master list where we send out the dates before we announce to the public. So all of the vendors have the opportunity to apply first, and all these returning people and, you know, people who may fit our show best. So people can just contact us. We can add them to the list. And as soon as we know, we'll send it out.
Well, that's a great segue into websites and everything. For people who like the odd and curious and are interested in the Oddities and Curiosities Expo, whether you're in one of these cities or nearby, or maybe looking at saying, hey, why don't you come to this city next year? How can people get more information? Where can people get ticket information? Where can people sign up for vendor slots maybe for next year? What are the websites and social medias?
Yeah, so our website is just simply oddities and curiosities expo.com, and you can get tickets off the website. You can find out all the upcoming dates, how to become a vendor, applying once we have applications up, and then there's a contact form as well, which anyone can contact us that way for any questions or, you know, anything like that. And same with our social media. Our, you know, handles are just Oddities and Curiosities Expo. So we can be found on Facebook, Instagram. That's the two we really mainly use. And we post on Instagram a lot because we use that social media to kind of post sneak peeks of the vendors we have. So people in Minneapolis can, you know, scroll through and see all the stuff that they might be able to see this weekend.
Excellent.
So we'll do that for Charlotte too.
Excellent. Well, Michelle Consaglio, I wish you nothing but success for Minneapolis. Safe travels. I hope you can get out of Tulsa okay with all the rain and the flooding they're having and the terrible weather. Boy, I'm hating that. We need some of that here in Charlotte. We haven't had rain in a couple of weeks. But anyway, folks, oddities and curiosities expo.com. Check them out. Get to one of these. I went to the one in Atlanta. I'll be at the one in Charlotte, maybe the one in Atlanta next fall. It's a fantastic show. We appreciate you letting the Big Scary Show come on out there and interview a bunch of folks. We had a great time last year. We'll have a great time in Charlotte again. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News.
Yes, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you next month.
Excellent. Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.